This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Time flies when you're having fun. Just ask violinist Eugene Drucker, one of the founding members of the Emerson String Quartet. 40 years later, the quartet is still going strong. So you might be wondering, what's the secret to maintaining this long working relationship?
I think mutual respect is very important. You have to be not only tolerant of the differences between yourself and the others, but actually open to learning from different ways of doing things. A sense of humor is also very important. If we took ourselves seriously all the time, that would be a little too much. So I would say a sense of humor is an important lubricant.
The Emerson String Quartet is a well-oiled machine whose creative work is documented in a new 52-CD limited edition box set of their complete recordings. So, Eugene, if I handed this box set to someone for the first time, where would you suggest they start listening?
My advice to that person might depend a little bit on what I know of that person's musical taste and the extent to which he or she is indoctrinated in the world of classical music in general and in the world of chamber music. For example, we have found that Shostakovich's music has a really visceral effect on audiences when we perform it. So it might surprise you if I would suggest that they listen to a Shostakovich quartet to begin with, rather than a quartet by Haydn or Mozart. But I would want them sooner or later to listen to the way we interpreted Bach, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven. I mean, if you take the totality of Beethoven's work, those 16 quartets, you have really the cornerstone of the quartet repertoire, music that was to some extent influenced by Haydn and Mozart, but most significantly music that had a huge effect on generations of composers that followed Beethoven.
When I started to scan this big box set, one thing that caught my ear was the Mendelssohn Octet. It's a unique performance because it features each member of the Emerson String Quartet on two different parts using different instruments.
We use the different instruments in order to try to differentiate our sounds as much as possible. So each one of us then used a pairing of a new instrument for one part and an old Italian instrument for the other part that he was playing. In addition to that, we sat in different places on the stage so that there are eight different locations of sound that are coming out of the speakers.
So I'm looking at the list of all the special guests that you've worked with over the years as well. Can you share a memorable story of a special guest with whom you've worked that is something we as listeners would not know because it's something perhaps that happened behind the scenes but was very memorable?
We performed and recorded the Schubert Cello Quintet with Mstislav Rostropovich. Rostropovich was a larger-than-life figure. He was a big drinker and got us all to drink a lot during that week that we were together. He also had an apartment in Paris that was one of his homes in various cities, and our next stop was Paris. Even though we already had commercial plane tickets, he offered us a ride in the Falcon jet that was made available to him. So we rode in that Falcon jet, and the champagne flowed freely during that one-hour flight, I can tell you that.
And after 40 years, the music continues to flow freely as well with the Emerson String Quartet. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.